Chapter 7. Down for the Count. I like to see when you move with the rhythm. Bob Marley. If you can count to four, you're all set. Now that you know the note lengths and time signatures, we can move on to the counting system. The counting system is very helpful, especially for challenging rhythms. Every time I have a student count a challenging, unfamiliar passage out loud, the rhythm becomes much easier for them. Counting aloud is just one form of mental practice. When you count, do it rhythmically and tap your foot with a steady beat at the same time. The rhythms we'll be using at first won't be tough, so you can get a good idea of how the system works. Gradually, I'll introduce more and more difficult rhythms on which to practice this counting system. The good news is that you only have to know how to count to four, for now, the length of a measure of 4/4 time. And because we don't need a specific pitch for this exercise, we'll use the one-line staff for most of the examples. Counting will help you learn to read music, but writing out the count and speaking it rhythmically is something that is usually only done when facing a tough rhythm. As you gain music reading abilities, you won't need to write out and decipher all the rhythms. At first, it's a great idea. Remember sounding out words when you were learning to read? You probably don't do it anymore, unless you come up against a challenging word. It's like that. Tap your foot. It's one thing that both beginning musicians and masters have in common. It's what keeps your rhythms the right length, and it keeps you synchronized with others you might be playing with. It's the foot tap. A 1970 study by Boyle found that beginning musicians who tapped their foot or moved rhythmically while learning to read music performed significantly better, as measured statistically, than those who did not. So tap your foot. If you're in a large group in which 20 or more people tapping their feet sounds like a marching army, you can tap your toe inside your shoe, move some other way, or tap your heel softly instead. If you're playing solo guitar, maybe a blues tune, you can stomp your foot on beats 2 and 4 to add a little percussion to the mix. Chris Smither is a musician who does this masterfully. You can see a video of him doing it on this book's website. Either way, if you tap your foot or move rhythmically in another way, your performance will be better for it. If you don't tap or feel some rhythmic movement going on to help you feel the beat, you're pretty much guessing where the beat is. What you're after is precision. To make this precision your own, move to the beat. Practice by tapping your foot to the beat of any music you hear. On to the counting system. Quarter note count. This count is directly related to the beat. In 4/4 time, or in any meter with a 4 as the bottom number, the beat is the same as the quarter note. When you tap your foot with the music, those are quarter notes. Here's what a few measures of quarter notes in 4/4 time looks like with the proper counting. And this is example 1 on the book's website. Counted, this would sound like so. I'll say it for you using my finger snap as the foot tap. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Simple and straightforward. As you can see, at the beginning of the measure, the count begins again at 1. In a meter with a different number on top, like 3/4 or 2/4, you only need as many numbers as there are beats in the measure. So a measure of quarter notes in 3/4 time would be counted 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, etc. Don't forget to tap your foot. As you say the numbers out loud, say them rhythmically so you can feel the beat. If you're doing it correctly, each number is said as the foot hits the floor. This will come in handy later. Trust me. Half note count. Because they're two beats and are treated a little differently, it's easier to show this than to explain. Remember, the sound of a half note in 4/4 time is sustained for two beats. In example 2, which you can see on the book's website, you'll see three measures of half notes in 4/4 time. Because the note is sustained, there are two ways that you can count this. Here's the first way. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. You say all of the numbers when you're really trying to figure out a tough rhythm. Here's how I'd suggest you do simpler rhythms, like half notes. 1, 3, 1, 3, 1, 3. So I'm only saying the numbers that are at the beginning of a note. This makes more sense musically. When you write the count out underneath, a dash shows that the sound is continuous. Each note gets two foot taps. The foot taps go with the beat, 1, 2, 3, and 4, not with the note. So the tap remains continuous throughout, and I hope you heard that with the finger snaps in the earlier example. Whole note count. I'm sure you could figure out the whole note count for yourself, but I'll give it to you anyway. For these two measures, you'd say 1, 1, or if this was really tough for you or you want to really nail it down as far as how you understand it, it would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Now notice, it sounds like I'm just saying quarter notes, and I am saying quarter notes, but I'm reading it as sustained out, so this doesn't make as much sense to hear as it does to do it. So it's good to remind yourself that when you do the counting system, it's for your understanding. It's not for performing it for someone else. So to hear it is sometimes a little more confusing than actually to do it. So if you're figuring out a tough rhythm, you have to do this to get your understanding to a deeper level. Of course, when you play whole notes on your instrument, the sound is continuous. Mix them up. Any combination of notes will be counted similarly. And for these examples, because it makes a little more sense musically, I'll sustain the first number of the longer notes. Here's example 4 that you can see on the book's website. I highly recommend that you look at these and count along. Here's example 4. 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 3, 1, 3, 4, 1. Okay, sounds a little weird, but it helps with your understanding. Other meters. Other meters, like 2-4 and 3-4, would be treated the same, the only difference being there would be less counts in each measure, or less numbers. An added bonus is that in those meters, whole notes aren't used. Count the rest. Counting rests is similar to counting notes. Because rests are silent, when you write down the count, you use parentheses to indicate the silence. In example 5, you'll see 3 measures with whole, half, and quarter rests noted. And just for kicks, we'll use the 5-line staff. You'd probably never see a real-world example like this. It's just to show you what the count looks like for various rests. An added help when you count rests out loud is to count them softly with a whisper, or keep them completely silent and count them in your head. Check out example 5 on the website. All together now. I'd rather be guilty of overkill than guilty of not being thorough, so here's example 6, with notes and rests of several different values. Knock yourself out. Don't focus on the up and down motion of the notes yet. This will be explained in the next part. Focus only on the notes and rest lengths. Count out loud rhythmically and don't forget to tap your foot. Here's example 6. 1, 4, 1, 2, 2, 4. Moving on. Being able to read rhythms is one of the most valuable skills you can have as a musician, and this counting system, combined with a foot tap, will help you figure out how a rhythm sounds. Use the counting system only for rhythms that you have to figure out. At first, of course, that will be all of them. With some practice, you'll be able to just look at the rhythm and play them without having to figure them out. Pretty cool. Better get on it. Coming up next, you'll learn a few more notes that are faster than these, 8th notes and 16th notes. But first, the Chapter 7 Study Guide. Number 1. The count of any measure in any time signature or meter begins with what number? Begins with 1. Number 2. How is a measure of quarter notes in 3-4 time counted? It's counted. 1, 2, 3. Number 3. How is a measure of half notes in 4-4 time counted? Of course, there are two options for this. If you're trying to figure this out and it doesn't quite make sense, you want to use all of the numbers. So that would sound like 1, 2, 3, 4. If you pretty much get it, you just want to hear how it sounds, it would be 1, 3, sustaining the note all the way through the beat. Number 4. How is a whole note in 4-4 time counted? Same thing, if you're trying to figure it out, you might go 1, 2, 3, 4. If you know the whole note, you don't need to figure it out, you'd say it One. Make sense? Number 5. When writing out the counting, what do you use to indicate a rest? You use parentheses. Number 6. When counting out loud, how should you say the count for a rest? Say it very softly or silently in your head. Practical use exercise. Number 1. Choose a meter and create 4 measures, using a staff that you draw or the ones that you can print from this book's website. Fill those 4 measures with notes and rests. Then write in the count underneath those 4 measures. Then say the count out loud while you tap your foot. You've just composed something.